Hey, yo, yo, yo. You listen to the Half Right Podcast.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Half Right Podcast. You are now tuned in to two-thirds of our broadcasting team. I am Lakia Maria, and I am joined by Max Powers. How you doing, Max?
Yeah.
Fonz is somewhere being Fonz, and we're going to get these Survivor Series War Games predictions in. We're like nearing to the end of the year. I don't know how many more episodes there will be in this year before we move into 2023, but I definitely want to do a wrap-up series of like our top moments of 2022. So stay tuned for that episode, which will be coming sometime in December. So, Max, we have five matches for War Games, and two of them are championship matches. A lot of these matches are really raw matches. So do you want to start with the championship matches or the other matches?
I want to start off by saying Triple H, get that shit straight, bitch ass nigga. I lost my, what was that shit that just passed by? Survivor Series?
No, Crown Jewel.
Crown Jewels. I lost that shit, bitch ass nigga. We had a three-way tie?
It was a three-way tie because when we did our predictions, there was not the tag team match. So to make it fair this time around, if there's another match announced tomorrow after during SmackDown, I will add it on. So it'll be fair. We'll have all of the things. If it becomes a three-way tie after that, then so be it.
It was a tag team match. It was a tag team. Damage Control.
Asuka and Alexa versus Damage Control. Yeah. That match was added on last minute.
And I ought to pick Damage Control. I think you ought to pick Damage Control too.
Yeah. So it still might have been a three-way tie.
Still. Fuck you, Triple H, for this moment. But you're doing an amazing job. But we can start off with the Roman one. Let's come in
hot. Oh, we're coming in hot with the men's War Games match, which is the Bloodline, consisting of Roman Reigns, Sami Zayn, The Usos, and Solo Sikoa versus Sheamus, Drew McIntyre, The Brawling Brutes. And we found out on SmackDown last week that the fifth member was going to be Kevin Owens. So what are your thoughts on Kevin Owens joining the team? You can give all your other thoughts.
Well, I'm fine with Kevin joining the squad. He's more of an extremist. Him, the Usos, those guys. And what's the crazy one in the Fight Club?
Oh, Butch.
Butch. You know, those guys are going to be the high flyers, aka they're going to use the whole cage as, you know what I mean, as it should be. Roman and them are not going to jump off the cage, so we need to have to at least four wild motherfuckers, aka two people from each crew to do some wild shit. So it's going to be an interesting match. Shouts out to Kevin Owens. I need some water here.
Okay, so who do you think is going to be the winner, though?
Oh, Roman, I don't know. I think the Bloodline might lose, but it's kind of hard because I'm saying Bloodline because I'm going off what y'all saying. The Bloodline could lose and they jump Sami Zayn.
I'm not saying they're going to jump Sami at Survivor Series, but down the line, I could see that being the reason why they jump Sami.
Bloodline's going to win. Roman's going to hit somebody with a soft ass super punch.
Okay, you're saying
it's the lowest lane punch.
You're saying that it's going to be the Bloodline.
Yes.
Okay. I think that the Brawling Brutes, Drew McIntyre, and Kevin Owens have an advantage in this match, being that none of the people in the Bloodline have participated in a War Games match. For those that don't know, War Games was primarily a part of NXT. And Kevin Owens and Butch, a part of the Brawling Brutes, formerly known as Pete Dunne, are the only ones to have participated in a War Games match. So for me personally, I'm going to stick with my theory of they're looking for a way for Sami Zayn to like exile out of the Bloodline. And we're also going to be heading into Mania season. We're kind of in a dead period now in December. in early January. But leading up to the Royal Rumble, and then once you know we get to Royal Rumble, we get to Mania season. And Mania is going to be huge. Aside from it being a two-night spectacular, we're going to have it be in Hollywood. I think that the Brawling Brutes, Drew McIntyre and Kevin Owens, are going to win, which is crazy for me to go against Roman. But I think that they're going to win for the simple fact that this is going to basically prove prove Jey Uso's theory of Sami Zayn not really being for the bloodline. I don't know how they're going to do it. I could just see Sami getting pinned and Roman saying that you lost this for us. You lost this for me. Roman's not going to get pinned. He hasn't been pinned in like 2 years. So Sami is going to get the pin. He's going to take the pin, I should say. He's going to be the one that is pinned. Or has to submit. That could be the case too.
He's gonna lose.
Pin or submission. Sammy's going to be the one to take the L for the bloodline. And then they're going to jump him out. I could see that happening. But then again, it's hard because Jey Uso say he don't give a fuck about the... You still have the Jey Uso crazy aspect. But I'm going to go with the Brawling Brutes, Drew McIntyre, and Kevin Owens wins.
All right.
For that reason. And that reason alone.
Nope. It's Roman with his Lois Lane punch.
And Roman's not going to be in the match very... Roman's going to enter last for sure. Roman's not going to war. He's not... Roman's not going to war at all. I don't see that happening. He's going to be the one that enters last. I don't know who's going to be the one to enter last for Brawling Brutes, Drew McIntyre, Kevin Owens. It might be Drew.
It's going to be Drew, probably.
I could see either Ridge or Butch going in first. I could definitely see Butch going in first. But if they want to set up Sheamus versus Roman for the Royal Rumble, then I could see him going in last. So it's going to be either Sheamus or Drew to go in last. But Roman for sure for the bloodline. But I'm taking the Brawling Brutes in for all the reasons I just said. So now we're going to move on to the Women's War Games match since we started off hot. The Women's War Games match is consisting of Damage Control, the team of Bayley, Dakota Kai, and Io Sky, along with Nikki Cross and Rhea Ripley. And then Bianca has her team alongside Asuka, Alexa, Mia Yim, now known as Meechin, and this fifth mystery partner. So, Max, who do you have?
I believe the face is going to win.
The face, as in Bianca. Why? And who do you think the fifth member is going to be?
Someone, I think you said it the other day. I had a pretty good observation. They said that they can bring Sasha and Naomi back and take out somebody. And they could go like that. Don't know 100%, but I believe that the face should win because I've been going against Bianca, I think, one too many times. And she needs my support again. So I'm going to go back. Damage Control, what's that? Bayley? She been fucking up my shit. Like, bitch, you were supposed to get the title 2 times. You let these fucking bitches, Damage Control, win the title every time they needed to. But you never showed up. So since that you never showed up, or Triple H, whoever is the directing it backstage, they should have put the title on both of these motherfuckers. Well, I mean, all three of y'all. But since they did it and they've been failing, I'm going to go with Bianca and the gang.
And you think the fifth member is going to be Sasha?
Well, if whatever observation you said that you probably got from somewhere else, how they dropped one other extra person where they could bring in Sasha and Naomi.
Okay. So for me, I'm going to go with Bianca, Asuka, Alexa, Mia, and whoever the fifth mystery partner is, because I think this needs to be the end of the feud with Bianca and Bayley. Like, yeah. I don't need it to go on. But then again, Bayley hasn't, she doesn't have one up on. I mean, they won at Clash at the Castle. They won a Clash of the Castle, and then Bianca won at Crown Jewel. So this could be a win for them. But I think that them having this fifth mystery partner, but also if Sasha and Naomi were to come back, they're not taking an L in their return, you know? Or even if Becky were to come back, she's not taking an L in her return. So they have that advantage in them coming back and anybody that's returning has that advantage of not taking a loss in their return. I first thought it was going to be Becky Lynch because Becky Lynch has beef with Damage Control. When Damage Control debuted at SummerSlam, they came out. Becky was there even though she lost to Bianca, and she stood with Bianca, turning from a heel to a face in that moment. And then on Raw, she was attacked, kind of writing her off as she had the separated shoulder injury. Candice LeRae was another person that I thought of. I completely forgot that Damage Control messed with her too, but she also has experience in the War Games match, so I was thinking that she was a good contender. And then I saw on TikTok someone talked about how Alexa could get kidnapped on SmackDown, and then there's two slots that are open, and then bring Naomi and Sasha back into the fold. Before they chose Mia, and before Mia came back to the WWE becoming an equalizer for the OC versus Judgment Day, I thought that Sasha and Naomi were going to offer it, clear, you know, open those two spots, take those two spots, I should say. And Sasha has been in the ring. Naomi has been posted up with people from NXT. So I just like to read between the lines and always be hopeful, maybe a little delusional that they'll come back. But regardless of who fills the last spot, if Alexa gets kidnapped and there's two spots open, regardless of who takes that last spot, I think that Bianca's team is going to have that edge. And that fifth person is going to come out at the end, because we know that Rhea won. So that fifth person is going to be the last person to enter the War Games cell to officially start the match. And that's going to be super damn dope to find out who that's going to be. So I'm excited for both War Games matches, but the mystery of the unknown for Bianca's team is very exciting. And whoever that person is going to be, like when Kevin Owens entered the War Games match and he was the fifth person and he just popped up, never entered the cage. It could be that. And Max, you said something cool. What if the person was sitting in a cage and had like a, you know, like a tarp or something over them, giving that illusion like they're still trapped? That would be cool. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see who they go. But we both go with Bianca, so we'll see. Team Bianca. Now, moving on to the SmackDown Women's Championship match, we have Ronda Rousey, who I'm sure will be accompanied by Shayna Baszler, fighting Shotzi. Ronda being the champion, I don't see Ronda losing this one. Max, you've been giving your prediction first. I'm going to give my prediction for this one. Shout out to Shotzi for getting her first title match, but I'm definitely going with Ronda. Ronda's title reign has just been very lackluster. I feel like Ronda's first run and how they keep teetering with her being a heel, we're kind of seeing more of that now. But Ronda's first run prior to her having the baby, and prior to even before she was in the triple threat match at Mania with Becky and Charlotte, like when she teamed with Angle and everything and the way they brought her in, I like that. I like that side of her. I like the aggression, how she just didn't care. She was just, you know, fighting whoever. She wanted all the smoke, but now I feel like sometimes she can be a little sloppy in the ring. As a total package, she's just not it for me. And I just don't see Shotzi beating her, especially with her having what's her name? Shayna Baszler in her corner. But I'm sure Shotzi will have Raquel in her corner because she fought Shayna on SmackDown and Raquel came out. So that's an option, but Ronda's going to retain, and I never thought I would say this, but I think Charlotte needs to come back sooner rather than later. She just adds a different type of flair, pun intended, to the SmackDown Women's Championship. But even if, speaking of Sasha and Naomi previously, if one of them were to come back and be put into that position, Sasha more likely than Naomi, that would be cool too. So Ronda Rousey as champ, I'm kind of over it. Liv Morgan as a transitional champ didn't do much for me either. The women's division in total on SmackDown as a whole just needs some major reshaping. The women's division in WWE could use a little facelift, but I think Raw has an advantage over them. So still Ronda, but I'm hoping that down the line they switch up what's happening over on SmackDown because it's corny for me. Who do you have in this match?
Well, I have Ronda, but I need them to bring a different title in for the women's, other than just having the women title and the tag team. I need another one for these women, you know, because, you know, they have talent and, you know, it should be more than three people having the light, at least, you know, three or five, you know what I mean? Give some other people some shine. So, but for now, Shotzi, shouts out to you, Shorty. You one of my peoples that I want to see do good, but Ronda just got her title back. I don't see her losing it again this quickly than getting it back at the next main event. So I think she's going to just beat you on some, like, pin you. Not even pin. What's that? The submission? She's going to put you in some...
Yeah, she's going to put her in that arm bar. That she does. Yeah, like her arm bar.
But you going, this is going to be a good match.
I'm hoping.
Nonetheless, it's going to be a good match, but Shotzi, you're my girl, but... you about to take this L. L!
Then we have AJ Styles and the OC. Oh, no, we have AJ Styles versus Finn Balor. The OC fought Judgment Day at another pay-per-view. We have AJ Styles from the OC, who I'm sure will be accompanied by Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson, alongside Finn Balor from Judgment Day, who will probably have backup in Damian Priest and Dominic. Dominic and his whole, like, little brother thing that he does, like, yeah, I'ma fight you, as he's standing behind, like, Finn or Damian, and it's like, nah, get your ass in the ring, you about to get this work. I don't know, Finn, I'm gonna give this one to AJ Styles. I don't think that Finn is, we can move on from this AJ, you know, this OC Judgment Day thing, because it's like, then who's gonna fight next? You're gonna have Mia and Meechan fight, they're already fighting in War Games. It's like,
but that's not a one-on-one though.
But who's gonna fight next? Who's there? Who's Dominic gonna fight?
You don't have to be individually. You just fight.
And also, it's not, the numbers aren't, are the numbers? Yeah, it's 4-4.
Yeah.
It's 4-4 now, unless they do a 4-4. I don't see them doing a 4-4 match. I don't know what else they're gonna add to this for it to continue.
I love all the factions that are here right now. So they just brought her in, so let her get some fights in and jump each other a couple times. She just got into the fold.
I know she just got into the fold. That doesn't mean she's leaving the OC, but no, you're saying just because she came into the fold.
Stretch this motherfucker out.
So I'm still going to go with AJ. I'm still going to go with Uncle Al.
I'll go with AJ too, just because they brought her in. And you feel me?
So she's not going to be out there for that match, though, I'm sure.
It depends. Cause they, I don't know if they're going to go. I don't know how the lineup's going to be in a sense of how they're going to start the war game. Is it going to be match, war game, or is it match, war game?
I don't know. I'd have to go back and look and see how NXT did it, because they're probably going to mimic that formula.
Because, you know what I mean? Because I was questioning, like, do they have the two rings through the whole event, or they break apart the ring and then, because you don't, it's like two rings joined together type shit. But
I'd have to go back and look.
Listen, this was a hard one. I'm going to go with AJ, but it's like a 2% that the Judgment Day is going to win on some fuck shit. Mm. Just on some fuck shit. Just because Dominic. Yeah. Like, he's that little brother, like, yeah, I'll ride for my big brother. You feel me? I'm going to be that little brother that, you know, does some sneaky shit. So I'm going with AJ, but Finn, help a brother out. I could be like, I knew it. So I'm technically right.
Okay. Then the last match we know of out of the five matches on the card, and I could see them throwing a sixth match, but I think they might be okay with five. Seth Rollins, Bobby Lashley, Austin Theory, triple threat match for the United States Championship. Now, there's been a lot going on since our last episode of Crown Jewel, okay? Austin Theory cashed in on Seth Rollins.
Stupid.
Unsuccessfully. And not only lost the Money in the Bank title shot that he had, the briefcase, the one that's supposed to put you at the top, but he lost in a match for the United States Championship. So Austin cashes in. Bobby was already upset. Bobby beats Seth down. Austin comes out and cashes in, but then Bobby comes back out and starts kicking Austin's ass, and then Seth ends up getting the pin. Now, then Austin comes out later and he's like, I couldn't go against Roman because, you know, me going against Roman, there was always the bloodline in the way. And if it wasn't the bloodline, then Brock Lesnar was there. And then if it wasn't Brock, then it was, what's the dude that was at Clash at the Castle? Tyson Fury. It was Tyson Fury. And he's like, and then if it wasn't those two, the bloodline would come back in. So he went for the next best thing. It's like when Seth Rollins gets a title, it becomes valid again. So I still think that it was an absolute waste. But people think that, oh, well, Austin Theory was Vince's guy and Triple H is ruining it. Triple H did what he needed to do to get it off of him in whatever way, but he changed the character of Austin Theory, making him more vicious, because now he has a chip on his back. Like, yes. I don't need you telling me that I'm the kid. I don't need you telling, I'm not the youngest ever anything. I'm the man that's just ready to get all this smoke and fuck all y'all up. Like, that's just what I want. Stop calling me a kid. Stop calling me little. Stop saying that I'm not supposed to be here, that my daddy left. It's like, Triple H changed his entire character. Yeah. But I'm going to say that Seth is going to retain. And Bobby needs to not be fighting for this damn title. But yeah. I'm here for the big fight feel for the mid-card title, nonetheless.
Yeah, I believe Seth is going to keep the title. It's going to be a good match. Just like you said, Austin now being this more aggressive. Like, he's more of a heel now. Like, he was like a face because he was young.
He was always a heel.
Yeah, but it's the young innocentness. It's like, he's taking selfies. He's like an evil tech guy. Like, he's an evil little, it's like, I'll beat you up if you hack my computer, nigga. What the fuck wrong with you? But, you know, but now it's like, oh, shit, okay, my bad, nigga. My bad, I ain't mean to take your parking spot. Oh, I ain't mean to take the last, you know, was that GMC powder mix, nigga? My bad, you can have it. My bad, nigga. Shit, your aggressive ass. So, you know, this whole new anger that he has, this, like you said, a chip on the shoulder, is gonna, honestly, I don't know, when Cody Rhodes come back, if Cody, you know, does the whole WrestleMania thing and gets, what was that later? What was that, Rumble? When do you think he's
the Royal Rumble, I'm thinking he'll return then.
Yeah, so whatever, if he was to take the titles off of Roman, I think Austin would come for that title. You know what I mean? Because like he said, there's so many people blocking him. But Seth should win this match. Bobby should just bring the Hurt Business with Omos and MVP. And I think they should start a new... Because R-Truth got hurt and Cedric's still here. And then you got Benjamin trying to stay afloat. So they should just bring the whole crew back. And then those five or four can go against whoever the bloodline, if it's still moving. And then, you know, Bobby, other than fighting for the Intercontinental or whatever that's called, you go for the United States, I mean the Universal one, 5 versus 5, right?
Yeah.
So that's what it should be, the new bloodline. Like, that was a real team, and Omos, that'd be fucking huge. Omos can't move like that, but, you know, it would be entertaining. So Seth,
that's Bobby's real insurance policy right there. Even though they beef, but that would be his, like, real insurance policy if they were to bring them back together. But what match are you looking forward to the most?
Was that all five?
That was all five.
Go down again.
We have the men's War Games match.
Uh-huh.
The female War Games match.
Uh-huh.
Ronda versus Shotzi for the SmackDown Women's Championship. AJ versus Finn. Uh-huh. And then the triple threat for the United States title. Wow. Just five matches.
I don't really care about none of them, so I'm joking. I think the most... Nah. The reason why, like I said, that's going to be Roman and them really first time in that match. Not saying that Kevin Owens and them not going to help it, but I think the more female one, because they've been in this before.
Yes, Bianca has been in this match, along with Dakota Kai, Io Sky, and Rhea Ripley.
Yeah.
So they have more, the women do have more experience in this match.
So I'd rather see them because they're more polished at it. But you know, it's gonna be pretty entertaining nonetheless. But that's the one. How about you?
I'm more excited for the women's War Games match because I can't wait to see who the fifth mystery partner is.
Oh,
that. I would love for them to just wait until Saturday to announce it, and not tell me on Friday. They're going to SmackDown.
They're gonna announce it on SmackDown.
They didn't say they were gonna announce it, but they said we were gonna find out.
Oh, same shit.
So I'm hoping that something happens to where they can't announce it on Friday. Because I'm going to be so mad if, like, Liv Morgan gets plugged into this match. She has nothing to do with the fucking storyline. Mm. You know what I'm saying? She has nothing to do with it. This, I was worried about these matches coming together, especially the War Games matches, because coming off of Crown Jewel and having two pay-per-views in a month, you're focused on the first one, and then the other one's 2 weeks later. How are you going to put all these matches together and these teams specifically? But I think that the way that the stories have just literally fallen into place, Triple H has done a phenomenal job with it. But putting Liv Morgan in a match like this would be a Vince McMahon decision. And I'm just hoping that Triple H really follows through with making this about what makes the most sense storyline-wise. Mm, yep. And that's plugging in someone that has to have a connection to Damage Control or even Rhea Ripley. Because the other thing that I saw someone talking about was Beth Phoenix. You remember when she got the concerto? I don't see her being in this type of match. She doesn't need to be in this type of match. Yeah, she's too old. I think that it needs to be connected to Damage Control, because then the person that comes back can then have that type of, you know, segue into their storyline in their return. So Sasha and Naomi coming back would make sense, because they never lost the titles, but the titles can be defended on both Raw and SmackDown, and Naomi and Sasha are SmackDown people on that roster. That's where they are. And then if you have someone like Candice LeRae come in, she can fight anybody in Damage Control. And Becky, she can go and start a feud with Bayley, and that would end the whole thing with Bianca and Bayley and start the Becky and Bayley, which would be great to see. Yeah. So that's what I'm hoping for. It needs to make sense, and whoever comes back needs to be able to fight against Damage Control down the line, so that there's some storyline going on there. So that's the match that I'm most excited for.
So you hear Triple H? Get that shit straight, bitch ass nigga.
Oh my God. And all that good stuff. Thank you guys for tuning in. If there is a sixth match mysteriously added, I really hate that I don't know the match card before SmackDown. Ugh, so annoying, Triple H. Do better, but element of surprise, whatever. Facts. Whatever. But the matches should be known before the end, okay? But that is it for this episode. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll catch you in the recap.
Stay tuned to the Half Right Podcast.